Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Dragons Are Real podcast. My name is Pete Jones. Wow, Zine Quest is really going strong. It certainly is. I only intended to make an episode of some of the zines that I found interesting, but I mean, they just keep on coming. So before I get on to looking at today's zines, in part three of our look at Zine Quest, I'm going to give you some resources that I think you may find interesting. The first one is Tony Vasinda's YouTube channel called Plus One Exp, EXP. I'll leave a link in the show notes. And Tony is looking at some of these zines live on YouTube. You can follow him. He looks at the zines, backs them, and gives you his thoughts. So another great resource if you're looking for some zines to back in Kickstarter. Another good recommendation is the RP Genes Facebook group. That's the one set up by Tim Shorts. Great community, people really sort of digging in there, giving great advice out to other zine creators, linking to zines that you may have missed, and just one of the best Facebook communities you can meet there. So that's RPG Zines Facebook group. Eric Tenkar from the Tenkar's Tavern podcast, he is doing some interviews with some of the zine creators. Now, Eric tends to focus on OSR games, but every day he's doing an interview with a zine creator. So if you want to hear some of the zine creators talk and the questions asked by Eric, then check out the Tenkar's Tavern podcast. This I got from Tony Vasinda. It's the Bone Box Chant blog, and he is doing some stats on how things are going with Zine Quest. And it's really interesting that if you're like me, a bit of a nerd and like numbers, then each day this is being updated, and I'll leave a little link in the show notes. But basically at the moment, this is a little bit behind, but we've got a total of 107 zines, of which 77 had funded, another 104 upcoming. The highest number of backers at the moment is The Vast in the Dark with over 1,000 backers. And the highest amount of money for any of the Zine Quest is through Ultron's Door, which is $23,000. So if you like a bit of stats, then check out Bone Box Chat. One thing I do want to mention before we go on to look at the zines is one thing you've got to be really careful of is shipping, especially international shipping. And some of the zines I've been looking at, the shipping to the UK can vary anywhere from $5 up to $20, $25, depending on how big the zine is or number of zines. So you've really got to look careful at this. And this has sort of affected some of the content creators as well. And there's at least one zine I've come across that is doing a digital only because they don't want to be bothered with the international shipping because it's such a headache. So that's digital only. Another one I've seen is unusual, has gone print only, and it's print only in the USA. Again, because he wants to do a physical copy and he doesn't want to bother with international shipping. Now I can see pros and cons of both ways, but if you're doing digital only or print only, then you are limiting your audience. The print one for the USA only, if you're outside of the USA, you've got no chance at all of getting hold of the zine. At least if you go for a digital only copy, even if you prefer a print copy, which may put some people off, if you really want it, you're going to back up PDF level, aren't you? Because even though you can't get it in print, at least you can print it off yourself. But these are some of the dilemmas that some of the creators are facing. So I just thought I'd point that out. If you're looking at back in a zine and you want a physical copy, do check out first what it's going to be costing you in print format and can you afford it? And with that said, we have a call-in. And this one's from Spencer, known as Free Thrall of the Keep of the Borderlands podcast.
Hey Pete, Spencer here. Hope you're well. Just wanted to say thanks for the recent Zine Quest roundup episodes. You brought a couple of things to my attention that I wasn't aware of, particularly Knights of the Road, which is something that I had actually seen, but I didn't realise it was based on Into the Odd, and I won't stop banging on about that system, but also I didn't realize what a bargain it was, and you know I love a bargain, so I jumped straight in on that one. So thanks very much for the shows, and keep up the great work. Take care, man. Bye.
Thanks, Spencer. I'm glad you find them useful. Yeah, that was the whole idea of these episodes, was to bring some of this great, unique content to people out there. And if you only pick up one new item from one of the shows or for any of these shows, then that's one plus for you because it's something new in your collection, and it's great for these content creators. It's great that we can support independent creators. All too often, you see the money going, the big bucks going to the big companies, but some of these independents, and with desktop publishing these days, it's within everybody's grasp. If you've got a good idea, you can get a zine out and you can get your content out, and it doesn't have to be flashy. If you can do all that, all and good. But I mean, there's some great content out here just for like for $2. So thanks for that, Spencer. So let's get on to what we've all been waiting for, some more zines. So the first one on today's show is Elvis Mancer by Steve Johnson. What if Elvis impersonation isn't just a weird entertainment niche, but a fully-fledged magical tradition? Even if he never cracked a grimoire or drew a magic circle, few could argue that Elvis cast a powerful spell over the world with his music, and he's still a cultural icon nearly half a century after his death. This one, it's all about bringing Elvis magic to any one of your games. It's system agnostic, and this scene includes ritual tools, Elvis-based schools and secret societies, Elvis-mancy spells like Suspicious Minds, All Shook Up, and Transport Via Velvet. Oh yes, this one's quite unique, so check this one out. This one is £4 in digital, £11 in print. Next up is Through Alton's Door by Ben Lawrence. Now this one has gone huge. At the current time of recording this is currently at £18,000. So this is a tabletop RPG that takes you beyond the veil of sleep, inspired by the dreamer's tales of Lord Dunsay, H.P. Lovecraft, and the lush weirdness of Clark Ashton Smith and William Hope Hodgson. Through Alton's Door presents a vivid setting that can be run as a campaign or inserted periodically into existing games. Now, I wasn't aware of Through Alton's Door before this Kickstarter, and this is issue number 3. I believe issues 1 and 2 are out of print, but as part of this Kickstarter, Ben is able to reprint these. If you want to get hold of the earlier issues, you can so through this. Backing for this is £11 in digital, or if you want the past two zines in digital as well, that's £15. And then its print is £15. Or if you want issues 1 and 2 as well as the current issue, then that is £37. Next up is Lands of Legend by Giuseppe Rotondo. This is an OSR toolkit in 5 zines to spark your fantasy sandbox with 500 unique areas and 500 special encounters, and the zines have been split up into Mundane, Grim, Fairy, Holy, and Prime Evil. Now the backing on this is quite complex because you can just go for one zine, you can go for more than one zine, or you can go for them all. So basically it's £5 digital for one zine, with £20 for all 5, which gives you a voucher to print them out on DriveThruRPG. Or it's £18 in print for one of the zines and £36 for all 5. Next up is Punging Quest, a pun-packed land of Eam adventure. And this is by Star and Flame Games. Bit of a tongue twister to this one. This is a system-neutral one-shot adventure designed to be used with any role-playing game and dropped into any campaign. Pitch your adventuring party against the dastardly Punderlord, a madcap master of puns who delights in cruel and unusual punishment. And even the artwork has got some puns in it, and there's a couple of examples of which I will show you a couple on the YouTube. This one is £4 digital and £8 in print. Next up is Scrap Rats RPG by Bite Size Gaming. At its core, it's 5e D&D with a sci-fi twist. Just like your rats, we've stripped out the core of something, 5e, repurposed it into a new artifact. It's now grungy, scenario-based, classless RPG with a lot of attitude and extra death saves. You'll be playing as scrappers trying to salvage through debris and ancient artifacts to get you through the next week. Along the way, you'll be fleeing some nasty Xenos and malfunctioning mechs. And this one is £6 in digital and £11 in print. Up next is Pistol Packing Bondage Nuns from Dimension 6 by Andy Lennon. a satirical RPG of Latex Angels v. Monstrous Manifestations of Godless Secularity, set in the apocalyptic environs of a blighted 2021. Yeah, you won't find Wopsy doing this one. I mean, you just have a look at the image of a nun in bondage gear. Yes, you know what this is going to be like. This is a rules-like system based on a simple combination of D20 and D100 roll-under mechanics. Your latex-clad avenged avatars will smite the secular hordes based upon a petite yet shapely selection of stats. This is £4 in digital and £7 in print. Next up, we have Blood Heist by Leo Hunt. Dracula I and the empire he built is ruled by immortal squabbling vampire clans. You will play as a gang of thieves hired by a powerful vampire to steal a valuable object from a rival. The game uses a D6 based rule set where the core mechanic asks players to accumulate small dice pools and attempt to roll at least 1-6. Dangerous situations will add doom dice to the pool, heightening the chance of success but also risking negative side effects. All roles are player facing, leaving the GM free to concentrate on other aspects of running the game. This has got some really nice cartoony art. This is £3 in digital and £10 in print. Up next is All Must Bow by Bleak Horizons Press. This is a system agnostic cosmic horror setting of angel evil entities and the champions adrift in an entropic space opera universe. The setting is designed not from the perspective of the triumphant investigator or hapless slumber turned hero, but from the view of the villain. So this game is for storytellers who want to explore the old familiar sci-fi tropes and explore villainy on a cosmic scale at the same time. So this one is a little bit different. I know this one's having a bit of traction. This one is £5 in digital and £11 in physical. Next up is Bucket of Bolts by Jack Harrison. This is a solo RPG zine where you build a spaceship and play to find out how it changes as it passes through the hands of many different captains. Now this one is a hack of Artifact, which was a huge zine hit last year, and this seems to be building upon that. Currently, as we speak, it's up to nearly £16,000, so this one's going to be big. So if you're looking for a solo game, then this one might be right up your street. It's £5 in digital and £8 in print. And last, but no means least on today's list, is Bounty Hunters TTG, or Tabletop Game, by Guy Sklanders. You may recognise Guy from the Great GM YouTube channel. This is a fast and easy to play TTRPG for all experience levels of players set in a custom sci-fi world of bounty hunters. And this is a no dice system. So this one's a bit different. It's got some really cool art, and it's 32-page A5 booklet with all the rules you need to run the game. Character creation, random name generators, starship combat. So how this system works, it's zero maths, no dice system. £4 in digital and £12 in print. So there's my picks for today. So thanks for all the feedback you've been giving about this, and I'm glad people are finding these podcasts, YouTube vids useful. And please do back these creators. Every pound or dollar counts towards them. If you want to check out more, check out my website at petejones.neocities.org. The blog is dragonsarealpodcast.tumblr.com. You can leave me a voicemail, as Spencer did, on the Anchor app. And if you don't like voice, then email me at dragonsarealpodcast@pm.me. And on the old website, you can see other ways to contact me through the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you all again soon, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.